Statements made during this broadcast regarding products or the claims made about specific products have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Products and treatments discussed are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. Make your physician aware of all nutritional supplements used and immediately notify your physician if you have any health concern or undiagnosed sign or symptom.
Get ready to get healthy. Get ready to get fit. Get ready to take charge of your health. Get ready to listen, learn, and live healthier. It's time for some information and inspiration. It's time to talk about health and nutrition. Nutrition for your body. Nutrition for your body. For your mind. For your mind. For your spirit. For your spirit. It's time for Let's Talk Nutrition. Let's Talk Nutrition. Proper exercise, stress relief, eating well. Supplementation for when you don't. Let's Talk Nutrition. Scientists, authors, nutrition specialists, personal trainers, holistic healers, experts in traditional, natural, and integrative medicine. Daily prizes and giveaways. Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Vitamin Discount Center. Visit VDCUSA.com for life, for less.
And now,
here's your host, Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition, the Monday edition of LTN. Oh, here we are, start of a new week. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you had a great weekend. And of course, yesterday was somewhat sad and emotional for millions of Americans, given that it was the 10th anniversary of 9/11. And I saw quite a bit of that on TV. I'm sure you did as well. And I made a brief comment on Twitter and Facebook. Nevertheless, again, I hope you, notwithstanding this, you know, solemn commemoration of 9/11, that your weekend was filled with good health and some joy and happiness in some form or another. And we're off on a new week, and please visit my website at letstalknutrition.com. Click on show schedule to see the guest for today, who is Todd Scarborough, and all the other guests for the week. And you'll notice that on Friday, I'll be appearing at the Vitamin Discount Center store in Town and Country. We'll be broadcasting the show live. We got more prizes and giveaways than I have since. And there's quite a few of them. You know, the regular gift cards to VDC and so on. And also got some very interesting guests, even an image consultant. I'll talk more about that later in the show. We'll be appearing in the first hour with me on Friday. I'm looking forward to that. Part of health, our psychological health. And as you know, if you're a regular listener to the show, I end each show with your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those that care about and love you. When you hear stories such as the one of Andy Whitfield, if you don't know who he is, he was the star in Spartacus, the Starz Entertainment Sword and Sandal series. He died in Australia this past Sunday. Andy Whitfield was a mere 39 years of age, left behind a wife and, I believe, two children. The guy, to look at him, he was handsome, muscular, and he succumbed to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, which is a form of blood cancer. Doctors informed him of their diagnosis in March of 2010. This is according to the New York Times. There was a moment when he was initially declared cancer-free a few months after he underwent treatment. But unfortunately, he succumbed to a relapse later in the year, and he gave up, of course, his career, had to stop. And again, our health is our wealth, and our health is the wealth of those that care about and love us. And if you talk to his wife and children, I'm sure that the loss of his health and ultimately his life was a significant loss of wealth to them. And one more comment. His wife commented, she issued a statement, and she said, quote, on a beautiful sunny Sydney morning, surrounded by his family, in the arms of his love wife, our beautiful young warrior, Andy Woodfield, lost his 18-month battle with lymphoma cancer. Can't talk today. He passed peacefully, surrounded by love. The statement said that was a statement issued on behalf of his wife. Thank you to all his fans whose love and support have helped carry him to this point. He will be remembered as the inspiring, courageous, and gentle man, father, and husband he was. End quote. Again, the principle of gratitude. We should all be grateful for the health that we have, and we should continue to do our best to try and protect that health and invest in it each and every day by practicing health. Over the years in doing this show, I have talked about the mind-body relationship, and there's a new piece of research that is rather intriguing that shows how keeping our body physically healthy is connected to both our conscious and unconscious mind. And this piece of research is published in Psychological Science, and instead of they sort of switch things around here. And this quote by one of the researchers in the study, Saul Miller, will help you understand. Quote, when people have been recently sick and therefore recently activated their physiological immune systems, they are more likely to pay attention to and display avoidance of disfigured faces, end quote. This comes from an experiment. They did two experiments with recently ill and more people, and the folks who were recently ill were paid more vigilance or attention to and avoided others who tended to or might make them sick. Not that disfigured people would do that, but it was a dramatic sort of display to see if the mind would be triggered. Here, you have people being sick. Now you have the body influencing the mind. Oftentimes you talk about how the mind influences the body. In the first experiment, faces of some disfigured and some normal people were displayed on the screen. When they disappeared, either a circle or a square appeared, and the person had to press a key, the person in the experiment, as quickly as possible, they reported, indicating which shape they saw. When the face appeared in a different portion of the screen, the participant had to shift his or her attention to it. A longer lag in switching meant more attention was paid to the face. So what's the point here? After 80 trials, they reported, the study participants entered a questionnaire and whether they had been ill, feeling a little under the weather, so to speak, or had a cold or a flu. And if so, when from today to a year or more ago. Now, the results, and I'll quote, independent of their conscious worries, those who had more recently been ill paid more attention to the disfigured faces than to normal faces. This was compared to people who hadn't been ill, and there was no difference in the amount of time they spent focusing on that face. And you went further here to extrapolate that when we're sick, we tend to show biases against people stereotypically associated with disease, the obese, the elderly, foreigners, end quote, says Dr. Miller. And they went on to comment that in talking about the study, avoiding people who might make us sick is hardwired behavior when we ourselves are ill, but we're taught to be repelled by certain people like the obese, old, or foreign who present no threat of contagion. This is very interesting. And there was a study about a year ago, just seeing someone who appears to us, who is perceived by us as sick, is enough to make our immune system kick in and even be more robust. That was a study where people looked at the in the study, the participants in the study had an opportunity to look at people who were sick. So, you know, our mind-body relationship, man oh man, and of course we're in the throes of cold and flu season, and how complex things can get, right? And speaking of contagion, I will be talking about the movie Contagion. If you have not seen it, I urge you to do so. There is a fascinating op-ed article piece in the New York Times today by one of the consultants hired to work on that film, a scientist. The film is maybe more realistic than science fiction, I should tell you. Rather compelling. I will be commenting on that, if not today, sometime this week in my review of that film. From a health perspective. Be back with Todd Scarborough.
The brain requires nutrition just like the rest of the body. Although many of us depend upon caffeine for focus and concentration, caffeine is not actually a nutrient. Real nutrition is needed to enhance brain metabolism and provide antioxidant protection. This is where Jarrow Formula's NeuroOptimizer comes to the rescue. NeuroOptimizer is a concentrated source of the nutrients needed for memory and mood, for concentration and focus, all without being a stimulant. NeuroOptimizer supplies the building blocks for neurotransmitters, the chemicals that allow cells in the brain to communicate and file away memories. Acetyl-L-carnitine and alpha-lipoic acid support brain energy production. Phosphatidylserine, L-glutamine, and taurine enhance brain stability and detoxification in the face of stress. NeuroOptimizer is the nutritional answer to the brain's needs. Ask for NeuroOptimizer at your local health food store. Or for more information, go to www.jarrow.com. That's J-A-R-R-O-W for the best in brain health formulas.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. For more information, go to your local health food store or visit hungerfreeforever.com.
My name's Henry Small, and I'm a 62-year-old musician, producer, and radio personality. I've been using Strauss Herb Company products for over 15 years, and they've worked for me.
The Strauss family has had over 8 generations of herbalists developing their formulas in an effort to improve people's lives. Strauss products have made such a difference in my life. Let them make a difference in yours.
Be inspired by Strauss Natural Healthcare Products.
If you're wary of the dairy and you don't enjoy the soy, there's a solution created especially for you. Vega's Whole Food Health Optimizer is made exclusively from natural plant-based superfoods. Combining whole food goodness with fast food convenience, it encourages healthy weight loss by improving metabolism, increasing the feeling of fullness, and controlling blood sugar levels. Packed with complete protein, fiber, omega-3s, antioxidants, probiotics, and vitamins. Vega is a breeze to prepare. Just add water, shake it up, or edit your favorite smoothie, and you've got an easy-to-digest, alkaline-forming beverage. Best of all, Vega is clean and green and contains no common allergens like corn, dairy, soy, or gluten, and, of course, nothing artificial. Vega Whole Food Health Optimizer is available in vanilla chai, berry, chocolate, or natural flavors at your favorite natural food store.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Strauss Herb Company. Everything our bodies need is provided by nature. Kyolic. Aging makes the finest garlic truly odorless. Natrol. Nourishing the potential of mind and body. Yerba Prima. Pioneers in internal cleansing. Jarrow Formulas. Superior nutrition and formulation. Let's Talk Nutrition. On the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome back. Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition if you just tuned in. And I'm with you Monday through Friday here out of Tampa, Florida on AM 1250 Winds WHNZ and then in your neck of the woods, whatever radio station you catch this on show on. And, of course, anywhere, anytime at letstalknutrition.com. Click on Listen Live when you get to the website. And thanks for tuning the show in today. I am now on Twitter and Facebook, and Twitter, it's at drgarko.com. or at Dr. Garku, pardon me. And then on Facebook, you'll find me, Dr. Michael Garku. And, you know, we're trying to make the show even more interactive than we have been in the past. Every way to try to connect with you, the listener, and keep building this audience. And that's an important part of staying on the air. Without an audience, you have no show. And that's why I always have always taught my students, and that's why I always remind myself, it's always about the audience, not about you. It's about the audience. So check out Twitter, check out Facebook, and we'll keep you apprised of our further developments. Follow me on both of those social media elements. And my guest today is Todd Scarborough. We're going to be talking about, I think is one of a topic that occupies people's minds from birth to death. Really? Yeah. Let me tell you what I mean. If you listen to parents talking about their children, they're always, you know, commenting on how smart they are or how they're doing in school. Always about, you know, trying to get them, finding new ways. All these commercials about teaching children languages now at some ridiculous age. I don't know anything. I wonder about all of that. That's a story for another day. But we put a lot of attention on the brain function, the cognitive functioning, and the intelligence of our children. We do that all, I mean, it's always going through school. That's the dominant conversation, right? To make sure the children are being fed properly so that they have proper brain function and they can think at school and concentrate and memorize and learn and whatnot. That theme carries out throughout our life. And we place a great value on our brain's ability to do the kinds of things that we would consider fundamental to succeeding in life, to being, you know, dialed in to what we are as human beings and our existence. And then toward the end of life, it takes on even more as we age and move deeper through into the life cycle. Our brain and how it functions, its ability, becomes even more of an issue in a very different way. Because now now the theme is shifts from, you know, from inspiring it, developing it, and what, just to afraid of losing our ability to function cognitively. And scares people to death. Ask any family member who has had a family member suffering from Alzheimer's or some other form of dementia. And we're going to be talking about cognitive health today and brain health and our cognitive function with Todd Scarborough from Nordic Naturals. He is part of the education project at Nordic Naturals to educate health consumers and healthcare professionals throughout the U.S. and around the world. Nordic Naturals, one of the leading, if not the leading, manufacturer of fish oil in the world today. And I'm proud to have them as a sponsor, and they've been a sponsor of the show for a very long time. Todd, welcome to the show. It's great to have you on.
Hey, Doc, it's great to be back with you. And whenever you said that, I kind of cracked up because you were talking about how we brag about our kids and their mental cognitive skills, and Junior has learned this language so quick and all that. In the South, we just brag about how fat our kids are. Look at this kid, how healthy he is. I mean, that's the way it used to be, Doc, 20 years ago. And still some people today will show their kids and be proud of how fat they are. And in a way, it goes back to, and it's going to be something that we're talking about today, is that early on in evolution and the whole evolutionary process, the survival of the fattest is true. It was certainly the people, and there was, I think Chris Rock even had a line, he had a comedian line that was saying, you know, in most people, in most countries like in Africa, a fat person would be revered. They would say, man, I want to follow this guy around, see what he's eating.
Where is he finding the food? Is what they're.
Where is he finding the food? Exactly right. In most evolutionary processes, you would want to follow that fat guy around to find, and that's why dogs smell each other and all these things. They want to know. It's a form of communication to some degree. But here in America, what it communicates is that you've let go, you don't care, and you're eating too much. That's
what
it is.
I have a very clear and keen memory of you never know what's going to come out of my mouth, right? You're holding your breath over there, right?
Oh, I can't wait to hear this one.
All right. I have this very keen memory of some guest that I had on my show that said, quote, gravy in the South is considered a beverage, end quote. Now, who do you think that was?
I cannot tell a lie. It's George Washington.
I still laugh. I'll be driving down the road, and that'll come into my head from nowhere, and I just start laughing like, in the South, gravy is considered a beverage.
There's a reason, Doc, that we are fat as we are in the South is because the way that we cook, the way that we eat, and again, to some degree, being proud of whenever you're little, of your parents showing you off because you're so fat. So we have to reverse that mentality. Oh. However, when it comes to brain health, there is no question. It is about fat. It comes down to not only how much fat are you getting, what type of fat
that's,
are you getting.
That's the question. Right. That becomes the question. And I had promised that my series on the overweight and obesity epidemic in America, I was done at 11 entries into it. I got one more to write, and I've been reading for the last 2 weeks to write this article, and it'll be a series of 12. I'm going to interrupt my foodborne illness series and come back and do one more article on the overweight and obesity epidemic and the approach that we need to take in terms of prevention, and want to share with the listeners and the health consumer generally out there my take on what prevention really means and where we need to go with this. And the children have become the centerpiece for the prevention effort. And all, you know, it is peculiar how culture does impact on the way we think about food, our relationship with food. And you're right, celebrating the chubbiness, quote-unquote, the chubbiness of our kids somehow being that's cute. And after doing this series for over a year now, I think of it as anything but cute, let me tell you.
Oh, it's setting that child up for major problems, Doc. And you and I know that if you start that kid off at 8 or 9 years old with diabetes, just imagine what he's going to look forward to at 40.
You know what this epidemic reminds me of, and we're going to get to brain and cognitive functioning and the role of fish oil. This epidemic reminds me of, for example, the wildfires that have been occurring in Texas. We have them in California and throughout the Midwest, you know, and they're very seasonal. Any firefighter will tell you, once those fires get raging, sometimes just wait till they burn out.
Yeah.
You can't stop them. This epidemic is the same way. It is, unless we really intervene, this is going to be very, very difficult. It's already difficult. And these kinds of epidemics are difficult to change and difficult to slow down. And prevention is the only way, and it takes years to do that. And in the meantime, by the way, obesity does affect the cognitive functioning of our children and their mood and how they do in life generally through childhood, adolescence, and into adulthood. But we're going to focus specifically on brain and cognitive health today and take a look at fish oil's contribution to that. Be right back.
EPA and DHA, the two main components of omega-3 from fish oil, are essential for growth and development throughout the human life cycle. Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega contains 70% pure omega-3 and is purified through molecular distillation to ensure the absence of impurities, including PCBs and heavy metals. Ultimate Omega by Nordic Naturals offers a high concentration of both EPA and DHA and is available in liquid or gel cap form with a great tasting lemon flavor. Nordic Naturals also utilizes a proprietary enzymatic process to ensure a completely repeat-free product. For a complimentary sample of Nordic Naturals, call 1-800-787-7208 or visit them online at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you eating your 3 to 5 recommended servings of vegetables each day? Would you like to take control of your health in a simple, convenient way and get all your core nutrients? Of course you would. The answer is Sweet Wheat. Replace your vitamin and mineral supplements and start fresh with Sweet Wheat. Sweet Wheat is gluten-free, non-GMO, and certified organic. It provides highly absorbable minerals, antioxidants, chlorophyll, vitamins, and enzymes. Sweet Wheat makes nutritional and economic sense, and it's convenient. One serving of Sweet Wheat costs less than 90 cents a day and equals the nutrients found in 5 servings of vegetables. Use Sweet Wheat every day and feel the difference in energy and your improved level of health. Start today. Call now, 888-227-9338. That's 888-227-9338. Or go to brightcorenutrition.com. Use code SWEET for a great deal. Also available in stores.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Brightcore Nutrition, makers of organic sweet wheat, sweet kid, and sweet skin. Full Fast, appetite control spray. Country Life, a leader and authority in natural health and nutrition. Form Essentials, makers of the all-natural sleep and relaxation aid, Solace. Garden of Life, empowering extraordinary health. Rainbow Light Certified Organics, for a stronger state of health. Let's Talk Nutrition, on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
Welcome to Let's Talk Nutrition. If you just dialed in, and great to be with you. Thanks for stopping by. We're into the second half of the first hour. And my guest today is Todd Scarborough, one of my favorite guests on Let's Talk Nutrition. He is with Nordic Naturals and is part of the education project at Nordic Naturals to educate health consumers, healthcare professionals here in this country and throughout the world on good nutrition, good healthy living, and the role of dietary supplementation generally and taking fish oil specifically in the form of a dietary supplement. And the reason why I enjoy having Todd on, because he has an approach that is unpretentious but yet informed, and doesn't take himself so seriously that it's all about him. In fact, he could care less about him, more so about whatever he can share with you and me, and helping us to become better educated about the connection between food and our health. Now, Todd, welcome back, for sure.
And thanks, Doc. And, yes, I'm willing to say anything and sacrifice myself, as testified in high school, that I could not keep my mouth shut. I would wind up getting in some serious trouble most of the time.
Well,
I would think it had to be said, Doc. You know, so if it has to be said and it has to be me, then I'll do it and take the licks.
That's all right. No problem. You're a pretty big guy. I'm not going to be coming after you, so say whatever you want.
By the way,
Todd is a professional athlete, has won a number of titles, bodybuilding titles, since he was a young man, and even now at age 65. No, I'm just kidding.
I felt 65, Doc, but in my 40s, late 40s, I'm still beating kids, and the reason why, Doc, is simple. It's because of what I eat.
There you go.
What I do. There is no doubt that any athlete that's beyond 40 today is doing things right from a food standpoint. You have to be. There's no other.
No question. Now, lest the obvious escape us,
mm-hmm.
and lest I be accused of focusing on the obvious, and that's okay, because sometimes the obvious that we miss, that we know, we wish we were paying attention.
Right.
We've known for a long time, and there's been tens of thousands of studies focusing on the connection between food and physical health. Clearly. I mean, that is the most intuitive, natural thing to talk about.
Oh, yes.
But you know, what's interesting, it is only in more recent times that we now have generated a conversation initiated a conversation on the relationship, this connection between food and mental health and well-being.
Yes.
And what's interesting, as people can eat themselves into ill health or eat themselves into good health, they can eat themselves into some bad mental health problems or
preserve their mental health and their well-being and their cognitive functioning. And I know that may sound, again, that might even sound obvious to people, but the research has been more on the physical health benefits of eating food than on the mental health benefits from eating food.
Yes. And if you look at it, Doc, the food components, you know, of course, we got vitamins and minerals in that food, but we also have proteins, carbs, and fats. That's what it basically offers as far as energy to the body. And if you look at what proteins do, the immune system, the obvious, the muscle, the carbohydrates fuel the entire process, fuel the muscle, fuel the brain. But what builds fat, what builds the nerve cells, what builds the brain, what nourishes those areas is simply the fat in our diet. That's what helps us with stress. If you look at Ayurveda, it's predominantly the fat. When you're stressed, they put more fat in your diet. Why? They want to nourish the brain, nourish the nerves. So specifically, we know that good food, yes, creates good health and ultimately equates to good health. However, now we know what the individual components comprise these health with inside the body as far as specific organs. And we know that, Doc, you're a fathead. I'm a fathead. We're all fatheads. The brain is made of fat. My dad used to call me a fathead. I'd say, great, thanks. It's a compliment. My brain is made of fat. He said, I didn't mean it as one. But the fathead truly means that you've got nothing. But if you look at the brain, Doc, it's predominantly fat and water and neurons. That's what it's made of. So when you look at it on the simple process, the simple analogy is if it's made of fat, and the end equation would be if it's fat-related, fat-made, then maybe good fats would nourish it, bad fats would not. So that's where we're at.
The dry weight of the brain is 60% fat.
Yes.
I mean, that's phenomenal. And a lot of people don't realize it. Hence that expression, fathead, maybe that's where it finds its genesis or not. I'm not sure, but it is certainly an apt kind of comment, right? You're a fathead.
Yes,
certainly.
It is. And it's a good one for that matter. But again, though, the fat that we eat, and here's where the end equation is, the fat that we eat ultimately becomes a component of us. You are what you assimilate and what you do not eliminate, basically, is what I say, not what you are, what you eat. But you are what you assimilate and what you do not eliminate. If you take in good fats, you assimilate those good fats, you become those good fats. Those good fats become you. If you eat the hydrogenated fats, the oleester fats, the fats that give you leakage, and those sort of things, that's what you become.
Sure.
Right there.
I want to, as a researcher, you know, what I was taught, I remember being in graduate school, and I'm forever indebted to Keith Jensen, Dr. Jensen. And in fact, and he's passed away. He passed away at a very young age. He died in his sleep from a blood clot. He was a handsome young man he had two beautiful children, beautiful wife. Ironically, she died not long after from cancer, but he was one of my professors when I was in graduate school. And he, along with, who is still living, a Dr. Roger Cole, both whom were affiliated with the University of South Florida, they first taught me about how to be a researcher, and I am forever indebted to them. And what they taught us was not to leave any stone unturned. And so in my effort to prepare for these shows every day, I will not leave any research stone unturned. I came across something that is from the Scottish Development Center for Mental Health. Turns out that they have produced a document. It's entitled Food, Mental Health, and Well-Being. I recommend that listeners, you can Google that, and you will learn a great deal about this relationship between food, mental health, and well-being from the Scottish Development Center for Mental Health. And I want to quote one thing from this, if I can put enough, I lost my place. Oh, here it is. And they report in this, it's a, I think like 14 pages. And they quoted Dr. Sustain. And Dr. Sustain says, quote, consequently, the dietary advice needed to build and maintain a healthy brain is really no different from the advice for a healthy body, end quote. And I'll pull from this document some more because I find it to be just absolutely insightful. And your comments about, you know, when we opened the show about, you know, the children in the South being, unfortunately, sometimes, as you put it, in that culture, celebrated for being fat. The food that they're eating is destroying their brain. And people don't realize it. They think, oh, well, the, you know, blood pressure they get. High cholesterol, they get that. They even can get orthopedic problems that kids have from being morbidly obese. But little do they know that these horrible foods, as you're suggesting, begin to put them on a cognitive decline that begins to accelerate as they get into adulthood. This is really remarkable.
Yes, it is.
So when we come back, I know that you're dialed into the research, and I'll share with you, and then I'll get your comments about a new study last month on fish oil's impact on cognition and brain structure.
Excellent.
And they make a strong argument as to why we need to supplement with fish oil. I'll share that with you, then I want to see what you have to say about it. Be right back.
Are you waking up each day to the life you have to live or to the life you want to live? Better health shouldn't be left to chance. Smart choices to living longer and stronger include making Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract a part of your daily routine. For years, medical researchers have recommended adding kyolic to the diet as a powerful tool to enhancing overall heart and immune health. Recent clinical studies at UCLA Medical Center using kyolic suggest that garlic may slow plaque formation in the arteries and support healthy cholesterol and homocysteine levels. Previous research also shows kyolic may enhance your immune system defenses. Kyolic is organic, odorless, and the only antioxidant garlic supplement available worldwide. Maintaining a healthier you could extend your life. Your wellness begins with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com, that's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com, or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today.
The fresher the food, the more rich in nutrients it is, right? What if your daily multivitamin was made from fresh food? Introducing Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins, made from over 50 raw fruits and vegetables specifically to support a woman's health needs. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition is so packed with fresh food, it actually provides two servings of fruits and vegetables. Go to realfoodorganics.com to locate a retailer near you and get your nutrition from real food. Real Food Organics Women's Daily Nutrition from Country Life Vitamins.
The science behind Greens Plus is the results of many years of science-based research. Each of the ingredients in Greens Plus is selectively chosen because they are grown in the oceans and on the land in varieties of areas around the world that are guaranteed to deliver the most nutrient-rich ingredients. Combined together, the Synergy is a powerful food product that gives you dynamic energy, vitality, and wellness mentally, physically, and emotionally. To learn more about Greens Plus and Orange Peel Enterprises, please visit us at greensplus.com.
Hey, Toots, down here. It's me, your bathroom scale. Now, I'm not one to complain, but at the rate you're going, I'm going to run out of numbers. So do yourself and me a huge favor. Get Diet Start Cleanse from Renew Life, and let's jumpstart some weight loss around here, eh? Diet Start Cleanse is an easy 14-day all-natural weight loss program that helps turn your body's stored fat into energy while it builds lean muscle mass. So how's it work? Diet Start Cleanse is all-natural ingredients like rhubarb and cape aloe are boosted by Cevitol, the award-winning European weight loss aid made from decaffeinated green coffee bean extract. Put them all together and bada bing! The absorption of glucose from foods is delayed, forcing your body to use energy stored in fat cells instead. Toxins are eliminated and metabolism is enhanced. So, what you waiting for? Start your Diet Start Cleanse weight loss program today. Do it for me, okay, pal?
Diet Start Cleanse is available at RenewLife.com or your local health food store. Renew Life, the digestive care company.
Let's Talk Nutrition is brought to you by Doctor's Best, science-based nutrition because you deserve it. New Chapter, the benefit of nature's wisdom. Nordic Naturals, pure and great-tasting omega oils. Nutricology, innovative nutrition. Renew Life, the digestive care company. Greens Plus, superfood for super health. Let's Talk Nutrition on the web at letstalknutrition.com. We're back from the break, so let's rejoin Dr. Michael Garko.
There is significant evidence, and it is widely accepted, that nutrition and thus what we eat has a positive or negative effect on our physical health. However, research into a direct link between food and mental health and well-being is still in its infancy. Nevertheless, There is an ever-growing body of evidence that shows there are many ways in which food can impact on our mental health and well-being, not just our physical health. That's a quote from the Scottish Development Center, of all places, for mental health, a report out of last year, October 2010. And my guest today is Todd Scarborough from Nordic Naturals, and we're talking about this interesting connection between food, mental health, and our well-being throughout the life cycle. And Todd, you're always interested in new studies. Here's a new study. I want to get your reaction to it. It's out of Rhode Island Hospital's Alzheimer's Disease and Memory Disorder Center. And these researchers there have discovered a positive correlation between, and I'm quoting, fish oil supplements and cognitive functioning, as well as differences in brain structure between users and non-users of fish oil supplements. The findings suggest possible benefits of fish oil supplements on brain health and aging, end quote. Your thoughts?
Oh, it is not surprising, Doc. We keep confirming this, and I don't know how many times we have to confirm it before the United States government wakes up and starts recommending to pregnant mothers, especially when you're talking infant health and the health of that baby. So certainly it doesn't surprise me. We know there's a connection. In fact, Stephen Kunane's book, which I think is a brilliant book, Survival of the Fattest, basically documents this very thing, is that, you know, it's the fat babies, and why did they have fat babies, and why did they have fat brains way back? It was because they found the right food stores. You know, they were living on the ocean, and they were eating these fatty fish. So evolution is not necessarily some happen chance thing. It happens because there is a base or a structure to stand on, and in as far as health is concerned, there is no question that structure that you stand on, that foundation that you stand on, is good overall basic food that's very nourishing and that's very simple and fresh. That's what it goes back to.
I'm listening to you say that in the very elegant, simple way that you expressed it. That is known to almost, you know, you'd be hard pressed to find people on the planet that don't know that, wouldn't agree with it.
Right? Right. Yet how many people actually practice?
There you go. Thank you very much.
And then in turn, again, and why do they not talk it simple? Because they do not hear it enough. They do not get it back. In fact, if the doctors themselves, because the doctors they're in a position to really affect people, but what they're doing is basically heading off so many crises in the body. All these crises that pop up, they're trying to deal with them with all of this high technology and the latest drugs and all of these things. But they could really do, they're in a position where they could really get this across to people to say, please, and beg them. And if they did that, there would be a percentage of people that would change their ways. Not all of them, but at least some of them. And it would be a significant amount to make a difference in the health cost of this country and the overall health of this country as a whole.
And that study, well said. And the study that I just reported on, in case you're thinking that was published in a comic book or was done by some, you know, second-rate researchers, the results were reported at the recent International Conference on Alzheimer's Disease in Paris, France. Unfortunately, I couldn't make that conference. I would have loved to have gone to Paris, France to attend that conference. That would have been what an experience. Nevertheless, this is a brand new piece of research, August 17th, 2011. For those naysayers who say, dietary supplementation, you're just creating expensive urine and fecal matter, think again. Think again. And there are people who say that. And I've read articles by very distinguished researchers and scholars and medical practitioners who say that.
Okay, take their argument, Doc, and we'll say if that's the case, then a sugar molecule is a sugar molecule. Then let's just do this. We run on sugars and fats and proteins. Let's run on basic raw sugar for our carbohydrate. Let's get the cheapest fat like oleaster or lard from the health foods or from the store and grab lard and sugar, mix it together, and then add a little protein source like rendered meat that they get off the carcasses, and let's run off of that. And those are basic compounds. That's all we need is protein, carbs, and fat. Let's see how that works for you.
The thing that I always am intrigued by, and I'm waiting to get to a conference where somebody gets up, some distinguished whomever, and says something like that, you know, that it doesn't make a difference. Supplementation, and they'll go on to make the argument that you can eat the saturated. Saturated fat is not a problem. They go on. And I'm going to ask them. I'll stand up. I have no shame. I'll stand up, and I've done it. And I'll ask the question, tell me, is that what your diet is? How about if we put you on a regimen of a high saturated fat diet? We're going to jack you up with, you know, a couple of pounds of sugar a week, and go on and give you nothing, a processed food diet. If you don't think food and dietary supplementation make a difference, would you volunteer for that experiment, sir?
It would be like the Super Size Me movie.
Yeah,
sure.
Exactly.
It would certainly be that, Doc.
Yeah, intellectually, it's fine to make those kind of arguments for an article. But when you got people listening to a talk show or watching TV, listening and watching Dr. Oz or somebody, and they're looking for answers because they do care about their health, those kinds of arguments intellectually, you know, they're intellectually dishonest.
And here's what I say, Doc. I agree with them in the fact that a sugar molecule is a sugar molecule when it comes to calories that it offers to the body. 1 gram of sugar from an organic orange is going to offer the same amount of calories, or at least carbohydrates, to the body that a sugar molecule would as far as from raw sugar,
yeah,
a gram of that. However, how the body responds to those sugar molecules are radically different. What it offers to the body, what else is in there, the supportive players,
sure,
are radically different, no question.
The sugar in a candy bar is a heck of a lot different than the sugar in a piece of fruit.
Yes.
Okay?
Certainly.
So context is everything, especially, and not excluding, the world of nutrition and health. When we come back, there's so much to share with you about how fish oil enhances your brain. Todd's gonna, and how it lights it up, man. And if you're pregnant, please talk to your pediatrician about getting on a fish oil supplement. Studies to show, and I'm not making this up, check it out, that women who take fish oil during pregnancy, their children have a greater likelihood to develop higher IQs. Lord knows we could use a little bit more of that.
All of us.
And by the way, it would, even if you're an adult, it'll improve your brain function. And who knows, you may see something that you missed before because you're taking a few grams of fish oil. My guest is Todd Scarborough today. I love having Todd on. My only regret is he's not on enough. We'll be back with him, and we're going to take a look at food, your mental health and well-being, and its relationship to fish oil. Why? Because your health is your wealth, and your health is the wealth of those I care about and love you. We'll be back with Todd.
EPA and DHA, the two main components of omega-3 from fish oil, are essential for growth and development throughout the human life cycle. Nordic Naturals Ultimate Omega contains 70% pure omega-3 and is purified through molecular distillation to ensure the absence of impurities, including PCBs and heavy metals. Ultimate Omega by Nordic Naturals offers a high concentration of both EPA and DHA, and is available in liquid or gel cap form with a great tasting lemon flavor. Nordic Naturals also utilizes a proprietary enzymatic process to ensure a completely repeat-free product. For a complimentary sample of Nordic Naturals, call 1-800-787-7208 or visit them online at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Are you eating your 3 to 5 recommended servings of vegetables each day? Would you like to take control of your health in a simple, convenient way and get all your core nutrients? Of course you would. The answer is Sweet Wheat. Replace your vitamin and mineral supplements and start fresh with Sweet Wheat. Sweet Wheat is gluten-free, non-GMO, and certified organic. It provides highly absorbable minerals, antioxidants, chlorophyll, vitamins, and enzymes. Sweet Wheat makes nutritional and economic sense, and it's convenient. One serving of Sweet Wheat costs less than 90 cents a day and equals the nutrients found in 5 servings of vegetables. Use Sweet Wheat every day and feel the difference in energy and your improved level of health. Start today. Call now, 888-227-9338. That's 888-227-9338. Or go to brightcorenutrition.com. Use code SWEET for a great deal. Also available in stores.